Several thousand people attended a march in Paris today against racism and the far right. It's in a reaction to the growing popularity of a far-right national rally party and a number of racist incidents. Freelance journalist Kyle Brown reports from Paris.
It is hot, about 34 degrees. That hasn't stopped people from gathering here in the north end of Paris, though, to march against racism. But the mood is more festive than combative, with placards reading, "Our country is called solidarity." Another one reads, "United against the far right."
I think we can see that racism and fascism is still progressing, no matter how many marches we do. So I think it's still important to protest and show that we are against this, deadly way of seeing the world. And as I am an LGBTQ person myself, I feel also especially targeted.
We are very multicultural, and the concept of Nouvelle France is like very important for that.
The rally comes in response to a consistent rise in the number of racist or xenophobic crimes and infractions. In March, the Interior Ministry registered a rise for the fourth year in a row. On June 11th, a large banner bearing the word "remigration" was draped on the Basilica of Saint-Denis, a call for mass deportation in a city north of Paris with a large immigrant population.
Saint-Denis, it's like a completely changed city. You will only see people that come from North Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa. It's not a French place anymore, like the French identity is not there.
Stanislas Thiel is the spokesman for the militant group Objective Remigration, which hung the banner.
It's also a city that is completely the target of the left wing. They are always talking about the new France, a France like completely mixed with no more identity. It's the destruction of what we've always known here.
Once a fringe idea, remigration has become a rallying cry for the far right. It's part of a hard line that has become increasingly mainstream. But it's also meeting with resistance in the form of anti-far-right marches. And it's being met head-on, politically, by France Unbowed and its notion of a new France.
Nouvelle France.
Its leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon uses the term to describe a more diverse, less patriarchal country, where the voices of women, youth and ethnic minorities count for more than before. Michel Coqueref is a sociology professor at Paris 8 University. The notion of a new France, he says, is anything but new. What is new, he says, at least in France, is that the struggle against racism, often waged in working class areas, is joining forces with the fight against fascism. How effective it will be as a campaign ahead of next year's election is too early to say. Kyle Brown for CBC News, Paris.